Hello and welcome to the Cold War Minute. I am your host, David Guerra. Today is January 17, and on this day in Cold War history, in 1946, the United Nations Security Council holds its first session. In 1961, President Dwight D. Eisenhower delivers a televised farewell address to the nation 3 days before leaving office, in which he warns against the accumulation of power by the military-industrial complex. In 1966, a B-52 bomber collides with a KC-135 Stratotanker over Spain, dropping 3 70-kiloton nuclear bombs near the town of Palomares and another one into the sea near Palomares, Spain. None of the nuclear weapons detonate. In 1973, Ferdinand Marcos becomes, quote, president for life, end quote, of the Philippines. And in 1991, as Operation Desert Storm begins, Iraq fires 8 Scud missiles into Israel in an unsuccessful bid to provoke Israeli retaliation. And also on this day in 1991, Harald V becomes King of Norway on the death of his father, Olaf V. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, January 17. I am David Guerra. Until next time, goodbye.